Prince William, Born to be King, An Intimate Portrait. Written and read by Penny Juna. Introduction. His mother was an icon, the people's princess, whose shocking, violent and early death plunged the nation into grief that bordered on hysteria and brought the monarchy perilously close to the end of the road. His father is one of the most controversial figures of the age and the man who will one day be king. Having written biographies about both the Prince and Princess of Wales and followed them on and off for the last 30 years, the opportunity to write about their eldest son, Prince William, was irresistible. I find him one of the most interesting, remarkable, and whatever one's view of the monarchy, important young men of his generation. One day he will inherit the throne of the United Kingdom. He will be head of state, supreme governor of the Church of England, colonel-in-chief of the armed forces, and possibly head of the Commonwealth. His face will be on our coins and our stamps. He will have little power, but incalculable influence. He will represent the nation to itself and be the ultimate symbol of stability in a world of rapid change. Although he is second in line to the throne and may not accede for a couple of decades or more, this character is key to ensuring the institution has a long-term future. The Queen, his grandmother, celebrating her diamond jubilee, has been a remarkable sovereign and is deservedly and universally loved and admired.